Welcome to the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and today we're going to take you back to August 7th, 2015, for a band who had recently relocated from Detroit to the Tampa Bay area.
I'm your host, Millie, and today in the studio we have the Hummingbirds. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Let's start off our day with some music.
Yeah, sure. This song is called Leave This Town. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Listening to WMNF's Live Music Showcase 88.5, and in the studio today we have the Hummingbirds. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Great. I'm loving this music. So you guys are actually a husband and wife songwriting team. How long have you guys been playing together now?
Oh, we've been playing together for a long time.
I would say about 13 years.
Yes, right?
It's a long time. And do you guys write together, or do one of you do all the songs? Or
we write together. It's a process that happens all different ways, but for the most part, everything that we do as a team.
Wow. Let's go ahead and just do another song for now.
All right, let's do. This is our title track from the new album. The song is called 13 Days.
Couldn't get enough of it. Thought that you would be mine, but there was one little thing I missed. You don't like dogs, and I got two. Well, I loved you forever while we were.
just ain't right. You're a mama's boy. She got a hold on you.
But I loved you forever while we were together. 13 days, 13 nights of passion.
You're listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and in the studio, you're listening to The Hummingbirds. So just to kind of do a quick name call here. So on vocals and acoustic guitar, we have Rachel.
That's right.
Rachel, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Oh, I do. I want to give a shout out to Mintz Elementary. And we moved down to Tampa about 6 years ago, and we're looking for a house now. We finally decided to settle down. Ooh. A little bit here.
Great. And over on vocals and electric guitar, we have SG Wood.
That's right. How y'all doing? It's good to be here. Having a good time.
So, do you have any shout-outs you want to give out?
Do I have any shout-outs? I'd like to say hello to our good friend up in Michigan, Greg Polis, who is just an awesome songwriter. We did one of his songs on our CD, and he's a good friend, and just want to say hello.
Okay, great. And since you guys met out here, you've also met three other amazing musicians that we're listening to here.
We did. We met TJ. Actually, I met TJ on Craigslist. I put up an ad when I first came down looking for a classic country player, and he answered that ad. And ever since then, the band has just been building and building with good players, and we're blessed to have them. They're all great guys.
Great. TJ, you're Todd Wegger.
Yes.
Is that correct? Great. You play mandolin, lap seal, and dobro.
Yes.
Wow. Very accomplished. Any other instruments we don't know about that you're kind of hiding there?
Oh, well, bass. Bass is my main instrument.
Oh, okay. So how'd you get into all these other ones?
Kids don't do drugs.
There you go. Okay, no, you're good. I just got into it. I've always loved steel guitar and things with strings on it. In any case, so it's a bad habit though.
Be careful.
He's ambidextrous too.
I'm ambidextrous.
Well, on bass, and if you guys are listening, maybe you've heard that there was an upright bass in that song. On bass, we have Don Cox. Hi, Don.
How you doing?
Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
I guess I'd shout out to my wife, Vala, my grandson, Dominic, and my father-in-law, Bill Harrison.
Nice. Well, I see that you have an electric bass and, of course, your stand-up. So is bass your first instrument?
Actually, I started playing guitar first.
Nice. And how do you like playing bass?
Well, I love playing bass.
Well, there you go. You have it right there. And hidden away in a little sound room in the back, we have Joe Martin, the drummer.
Hi, Millie.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm very lonely back here.
Oh, I'd come back there and visit you, but I'll have to wait until after the show.
That'll work. I need a dog back here. Come on, guys. Bring me a dog.
Well, you know, it would have been nice if we actually had more people in the studio. Sometimes we actually have a live audience. And you know what? Let's go ahead and do another song.
All right. This one is from our second CD, and it's called Chocolate and Vermouth.
Ooh.
shower, shave, and dress up. Gonna spit shine my old boots. I'll go down to the drugstore, get some chocolate and vermouth. I really love my little baby. Tell her as she opens up that door. And then we'll make romance like crazy. Cut the rug up on. Chocolate, her sweet tooth. I really love my little baby.
Gonna treat her just as sweet as can be.
She takes away that lonely feeling and chases the blues away from me.
You're listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and you are listening to The Hummingbirds live in the studio. Well, guys, tell me a little bit more about, you guys were recently in Michigan.
Yeah, we went up to Michigan for a little month-long tour, and it was awesome. We got to visit with old fans, family. We made some new friends, some new fans. And it was a lot of work because we were up in the UP, and we were over on the west side, the east side, the south, all over Michigan. So they know us real good up in Michigan right now.
And that's our home state, so it was good to be back. And that's the Detroit grit part of our little tagline. We're a Southern charm, Detroit grit.
Love it. Yeah, the hummingbird sound. So where does that come from, the Southern charm?
Well, since we came down here, we kind of just fell in love with just the vibe of the South. You've got the bayous, you've got the Everglades, you've got the water, and it's all just real influential to how we wrote most of the music for the new record. So we brought down our Detroit style, and just it blended with what we had come up with here down in Tampa. So.
Nice. And the new record is called 13 Days.
That's right.
Yeah, and I love the artwork. I noticed there's an inspiration from like Dia de los Muertos, the Mexican folk art. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we've always enjoyed folk art. We've always enjoyed the Mexican folk art and the skulls. When they put a pair of glasses on and a hat, we just had to use it. You know, a lot of people say that the character on the cover that has the hat and the glasses looks exactly like me.
Oh.
And
I don't know if that's a compliment
or not, but I guess we kind of hit something that people can remember.
And the whole album has a lot to do with relationships ending, relationships lasting forever, and relationships
right.
beginning. So
okay. Oh. And if somebody wanted to get this album, where can they purchase it? On your website?
Yep, it's available on our website. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all okay. that good thing. Our website's thehummingbirds.com.
Okay, great. Thehummingbirds.com. And let's go ahead and hear another song.
All right, here's one of those songs I was talking about relationships ending. The song's called Fast Love.
Blind.
break of a heart. Champagne and wretched, and all of those things I never imagined, and all of my dreams, 'cause you were my treasure, my silver and gold. You left me with nothing but broke on the road. And I'll find a fast love,
listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and in the studio we have the Hummingbirds. Thanks again, guys, for being here with us. And I just want to go ahead and give a quick shout out to our WMNF crew that makes this show possible.
These guys are great. Man,
they're amazing.
Yeah, we have Mark Perfetti, our sound mixer, being assisted by Jake Resnick and Bob Sopti. Our video crew is Richard Stone, Bob Hoke, and John Casimiro. And of course, we have our producer, Steve Arduengo. And today, I'm your host. Usually, I'm behind the scenes as your associate producer, but I kind of like being here.
You know what? Everybody here on the staff, everybody that's doing the show, they're all good looking. Good looking people.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. You know what that means, guys? You got to come in here and meet every single one of us. Well, I'll let you guys sit with that one out there in Radio Land. Let's go ahead and listen to another song.
This one's called All Those Things I Didn't Say.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3. A long drive to Davenport. The roads are still covered in last night's snow. We got a full tank of gas. The radio plays songs that we don't know. It's a good time to talk. We're in the middle of nowhere. We'll be driving this highway all day. So sit back and listen to all those things I didn't say. Things I didn't say, all those things I didn't say, all those things I didn't say.
you above me, I have not tried. You got a full tank of gas, ain't no big trucks to pass. I know you like it that way, so move your seat back and listen to all those things I didn't say.
Listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie. If you want more info on me and see more photos of shows coming up, stuff like that, you can visit me on Twitter or Instagram, and that's Millie Vision, Millie with a Y, Vision with an S. And in the studio, we have the Hummingbirds. Thanks again, guys, for being
here.
Hey,
thank you for having us. And can I just say, Millie, you have a very smooth radio voice.
Ooh, well, thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you. Now you're making me blush. Look at that. Oh, I got called out. Now, you know what? Let's do another song.
Let's do it.
All right. This next song is... goes out to anybody who has a red truck and a manual labor job.
Ooh.
It's called Red Truck.
Oh,
listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and you're listening to the Hummingbirds live on the radio. Once again, thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you. It's been great.
Now, let's go ahead and see. Tell me a little bit about your influences.
Some of our when we first kind of got together, we both loved classic country music from the 50s, 60s.
Still do.
Just absolutely love it. And so that's always a big influence for us. And then, of course, we like some of the, roots music of today, like Steve Earle and
Ryan Adams.
But we have been known to listen to a little AC/DC once in a while. Some Tom Waits. I love Tom Waits.
Love his voice.
Lots of different stuff, right?
Okay, nice. And obviously you two share similar influences. Yeah. Now, with the other guys in the band, do you guys share the same influences, or are you bringing in something a little different?
I share very similar interests, in the country, classic country, blues, it roots music,
Okay. That's the same with me. When Steve and I met on Craigslist, we were looking for the same thing, which is classic country.
We were going to do a little duo called the Tubb Brothers.
Tubb Brothers.
Named after Ernest Tubb.
Yeah. Is that a possible future project?
I don't know. We may get going again. Remember, you were going to play the stand-up bass and use a snare drum.
I was.
You were going to kick a snare drum with your foot.
And now you kick a what is that thing?
It's a floor tom. I do that at some of the live shows.
Yeah. Will you be doing it at one of these shows coming up?
I just may. You never know. Never know.
Okay, I like that. If you guys do go to the show and you do see some photos of him with that floor tom, if I'm out there, please post them online and tag WMNF. I would love to see them.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have a YouTube page. And there are a bunch of videos up there, and I think there are some with that floor tom in action.
Oh, what's your YouTube channel?
It's just The Hummingbirds Music.
Yeah.
So youtube.com/ The Hummingbirds Music. Yep. Okay, cool. I'll definitely have to check that out after the show. Now, let's see how we're doing on time. Oh, we still have some time. You know what? Let's go do another song.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's go back to our first album, our very first album. That was the 2009 movie. We're not going to play that song that was in the movie, but we're going to play another song from that same CD. The song is called Vancouver.
My home, where my heart was.
You're listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and in the studio we have live the Hummingbirds. Ooh. Do you have any more songs for us?
We do. We have another song. This one is off our new CD, 13 Days. And this one is called Nebraska Snow.
Ready?
One, two, three, four.
Listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and this is the Hummingbird you're listening to. And you guys recorded this album in Nashville.
We did. All the way up
at there. A place called Sputnik Sound with an awesome producer, Mitch Dane. And he did a great job, and we've heard nothing but great things about the CD, the way that it sounds, and we're just real proud of it.
Well, I mean, listening to you guys live, if that's any indication of how the CD sounds, I mean, I'm sold.
It's magic is what it is.
Love it. You know, let's see here. Once again, I want to go ahead and thank our WMNF crew. And that's Mark Perfetti, our sound mixer today. I'm loving the way he's mixing your vocals. Yeah. I mean, if you're hearing the harmonies, and especially when the music break happens, your voice just resonates. I love it. And Jake Resnick and Bob Sopty helping him out back there in the booth. Thanks, guys. And of course, on our camera crew, we have Richard Stone, Bob Hoke, and John Casimiro. Thank you guys once again for always being here and helping us out with everything visual. Thank you, our producer, Steve Arduengo, for bringing you guys in.
Yes. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Millie.
Appreciate you.
you were charming today. What can we say? You were just awesome.
Thank you very much. I'm Millie, guys. And if you want more information on me, you can just visit my Twitter or my Instagram, and that's Millie Vision, Millie with a Y, Vision with an S. And, of course, let's see. We are
got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Oh, wow. You know, give us another song.
All right. Thanks for having us again, Millie. We really appreciate it. Oh, this song's called Washtenaw. Mm-hmm.
Listening to WMNF Live Music Showcase. I'm your host, Millie, and this is The Hummingbirds, and this is a wrap, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check them out at thehummingbirds.com, and for more information on the show, WMNF.org. Let's end it with a song.
The cats a break. Got rid of the mice and the old fox too. Pretty soon it started nipping on the horse's shoes. That's just the way it goes. One crop's off, another one grows. So you better think twice before you put up a stake. Cause you don't put horses with rattlesnakes. Placing his bets. Every time he loses, the harder it gets. Sometimes he wins and it all makes sense.
mama lost her left brown shoe. Now she walk around in circles, wonder what to do. Took the other one off and threw it in a lake. Now she better protect the heels from the rattlesnakes. That's just the way it goes. One round off, another one grows. So you better think twice before you stay. Cause you don't put horses with rattlesnakes. Don't put horses with rattlesnakes. Horses are rattlesnakes. And rattlesnakes.
Oh, yeah, some great music on the Live Music Showcase from the Hummingbirds, recorded on August 7th, 2015. Well, we still have a few minutes left in our show, so we thought we'd stick in a couple of tunes from one of our favorite local musicians, Rebecca Zapin. And here she is from way back in August of 2008, and she's backed up by her then-future husband, Jeremy Douglas.
So I guess we should do Smile.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. You might be swimming in the ocean and find you're running out of air. There comes a snorkel out of the blue above. It's Jacques Cousteau and you're in love. You might be walking in the desert, get heat stroke, fall down in the sand. You're saved by Florence Nightingale and now you're walking hand in hand. Once in a while, now and then, you'll meet a guy or a girl that makes you smile. You never know, who knows when, you'll meet the her or the him that makes you smile.
listening to Rebecca Zapin and Jeremy Douglas from August 2008 on the Live Music Showcase.
Why don't we do a reinterpretation of Dolores? We were up in Jacksonville, and he sat down at my mother's piano and just on the spot, you know, I played the song together before, but it was probably something like this.
Speaking to me, a stranger on the line, and yet you saw.
WMNF Tampa.